Angela, A-N-G-L-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, the face-to-face, dated 3/17/2025. Start by saying this is a 63-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Low albumin, low protein, weight loss, history of hypertensive heart disease, history of chronic osteomyelitis, of the right tibia, leukocytosis, sarcoid joint, hyperlipidemia. And what else should we put? Let's see, gas herself to reflux, constipation, and hypertension, period. She has a MAC of 28. She has a MAC of 28. KPS of 40%. She has issues with all ADL, requires help. KPS of 30%, sorry, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient's caregiver, Henry Smith, tells me that she's having more pain and symptoms of depression because of her chronic pain. She's eating less, and she has issues with shortness of breath. Okay, she's on hospice because of hypertensive heart disease. Not COPD, but she also has COPD. So patient is on hospice for hypertensive heart disease, as well as COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and all the other stuff that we talked about, period. In the paragraph, patient has orthopnea, PND, sleeps in three pillows. When she lays flat, she becomes very short of breath. It's very difficult for her to move about without getting short of breath. She does have symptoms of angina, but has refused to take nitroglycerin. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.